Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I love this music.
Yeah, well, it means one thing and one thing only. It means it's time for the Wide Nine.
Damn right.
97.1 The Ticket. We talked all day yesterday about the Lions. Today, we delve into some other issues. And here's the host, Tom. The refs screwed the Lions, Milliken.
All right, so you said we're going to dive into other things. We will have a little Lions. There's always a little Lions in the Wide.
You have to.
But there are other issues. We completely ignored college football yesterday. All right, so Michigan State's football program is just 24-21 since their 38-0 loss to Alabama in the college football playoff. 38-0. Ring a bell?
Yeah.
How can Mark D'Antonio right this ship, or has the ship sailed on Coach D'Antone?
He's on there with Bill Martin down off the coast of Florida. The ship has sailed. It's sailing off into the distance.
Headed for the Caymans?
Unfortunately, Mark D'Antonio succeeded at Michigan State because of fierce loyalty, stubbornness, dedication to his principles, and what he thought was right. That formula is not working anymore, and he has yet to prove that there's a second formula there. I'd love to see him find it, but I don't think it's happening. And plus, I do think that he will ceremoniously part ways with the university at some point in the near future.
I agree. I mean, if they win out and beating, you know, Michigan and Penn State 9-3, people will say, but there's really not that much there. The quarterback position. The only way I would keep Mark D'Antonio is if he is forced and agrees to make complete changes in his staff. I don't think that's going to happen. So, like Jamie, I believe that ship is gone.
The only solution is to go LSU and have it succeed. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way. If I was a Spartan fan, I wouldn't want them to go 9-3 and keep this going. I'd rather have them do bad and either cause a change or in coaching or offensive philosophy.
Right.
And I just don't think that's going to happen, the latter. All right, Penn State struggled but held on in Iowa City Saturday night. Meanwhile, Notre Dame had to fight to the end to hold on against USC in South Bend. Do you think Michigan can win their next two games against Penn State and Notre Dame and possibly enter the Ohio State game with just one loss?
They can, but they have to play perfect football. And I don't think they're capable of playing perfect football. I'm not huge on Penn State. You're right, Notre Dame didn't look great. I think Michigan's capable of splitting. I just don't see them winning both games.
Yeah, I would agree with they can if they were holding something back. And I just don't think they're holding anything back. Right. I think we're seeing a team that's trying. I think the effort's there. They're just not good enough. Not good enough offensively. Shea Patterson has regressed as a quarterback. I don't think they can. And this is not, I remember when they played Florida, the Tim Tebow game, and it was like, can they? Well, sure they can. And they did because they'd been holding back all year. This team's not holding anything back.
Right. I agree with that. But I also think Penn State and Notre Dame may not quite be as good as we thought they were. And therefore these games could be toss ups. I think they're going to have to play perfect Saturday in Happy Valley, but Notre Dame at home became more winnable in my mind.
I agree. But the whole Harbaugh's never beat a favorite on the road, 0-15, right, against a top 10 team or whatever that is. There's nothing to show me they can win on Saturday night.
All right. PJ Fleck has the Minnesota Golden Gophers 6-0. Are they for real? And do you think they'll end up with double digit wins in the regular season?
They have been kissed by the most generous schedule I think I've ever seen. They play all the horrible teams in the Big Ten. Their tough games remaining, Penn State.
At home.
Penn State's at home. Wisconsin's at home. They got to go to Iowa. That's their only really challenging game remaining.
I mean, you could
so I guess,
run the tape.
I guess they could and yet still not be for real. You know what I mean?
They seem like Iowa of a few years ago.
I haven't really watched them that closely, so it's a little bit unfair for me. I'm kind of going based on what I've read and the scores I'm seeing. But, wow. They're playing Rutgers. They're playing Maryland. They're playing Illinois. They're playing all the lousy teams.
Right. The next two are Rutgers and Maryland, so they're going to be 8-0. I think they'll finish 10-2. I don't see them beating Penn State and Wisconsin or Iowa. I think they, you know, at least can win one of those. And, of course, they do play, I believe, at Northwestern.
All right, Ohio State still has to face undefeated Wisconsin and Penn State. Which team has the best chance of upsetting the Buckeyes?
Both these games are in Columbus. So I'm going to say it's going to be Wisconsin would have the best chance, because I just don't think Penn State is as good as people think. I think Wisconsin, their defense is good enough, and I think they can, you know, pound Taylor all game, and he'll, you know, it won't be great, but it'll be good enough to win.
Agreed. Running games travel and defense travels, and Wisconsin has them both. And I think that's what gives them the best chance. I still would take Ohio State, but I think that would give Wisconsin the best chance.
I had ESPN on last night, and the game day crew was talking like rankings, and thought Wisconsin actually could compete with SEC teams this year, the way they're built.
Wow.
Interesting. All right, after Saturday's upset loss, and I'll give Greg Hargrave credit for this, Georgia quarterback Jake Fromm is now 0-5 in games in which he has 30-plus pass attempts, meaning they need a run game. Did Georgia pick the wrong quarterback considering what Justin Fields is doing at Ohio State?
I don't think so, because you got to remember, this is a kid as a freshman who had Georgia leading in the national championship game against Alabama. And, you know, I guess talk about bold moves these coaches have made with Tua and with, you know, Lawrence, but still, you gotta let it ride out. So no, I'd still, plus he did drive them down the field. He had a 96-yard touchdown drive to tie the game, and his idiot kicker couldn't make it in overtime. He was all liquored up on the sideline. Oh wait, no, that was a different kicker. Sorry. My bad.
I think Georgia did not pick Fields. I think Fields picked to leave. So it's not Georgia's choice. Georgia wanted Fields for another year, and then he was going to take over because he assumed Fromm's going to go to the NFL. Justin Fields wasn't patient enough, and he made the right decision for him. I don't think this is on Georgia at all.
The great athletes are leaving Georgia like crazy.
Damn right.
Yeah.
All right. I don't like blaming officiating in sports. I just think it's lame. There's always other reasons why teams lose. However, there is a time and place, and with the Lions game on Monday night, I truly believe in my heart that they get a different whistle than on other NFL teams. Like the Patriots wouldn't have calls against them like that, or when there's the, quote, horse collar takedown. If that happened to Aaron Rodgers, I think it would be called a penalty, and it's not on the Lions. So do you agree with me that the Lions get a different whistle? And if so, what can be done about it?
I don't think anything can be done about it. I do think that teams that are less talented might not get a different whistle, but I think superstars, we see it in every sport. You mentioned Aaron Rodgers. We've mentioned Tom Brady. Gretzky, Michael Jordan, all these guys, they get superstar calls. That's what happens. I don't think it's an anti-Detroit thing at all. I just think the best teams, they get better calls.
It's not anti-Detroit, it's anti-Lions. There's a big difference.
Well,
it's not,
same thing.
Yeah, well, I just want to make sure people aren't like holding it up as the city. It's the team, and it's a team has always been viewed as a lesser team. I think officials should be fired. I think officials should be fined publicly. But I also think the Lions have to slay the dragon. They got to go in there. I mean, you know, for all the talk about, you know, you mentioned the Patriots, they had the tuck rule. But then Adam Vinatieri kicked like, what, a 45-yard in direct snow.
Yeah,
that
right.
was a crazy, amazing kick that gets glossed over. They need their Vinatieri moment in addition to the tuck rule.
Well, they need their tuck rule moment. And I just go to things like the Dez Bryant thing in the Dallas playoff game. I mean, to me, that's a no-brainer call. If you take your helmet off, you're on the field, you get a penalty.
But that's Dallas. Like let's say that.
Exactly, but that's BS.
Let's say that had been Minnesota, and that had been Stephon Diggs. I bet you they would have thrown the flag, right? So that's part of that's the Dallas factor as well.
Yeah, screw Dallas. At what point did you think the Lions were 100% going to lose on Monday night? Greg got a text from his buddy after the Allen Lazard touchdown saying that was game. Mine was much earlier. It was actually when Sam Martin kicked the ball out of bounds. When did you kind of just think, uh-oh, they're going to screw this up?
For all the ranting and raving I did against the officials last night, I did think at halftime when they had all those opportunities to score and they went into the locker room. What was the score at halftime? 13-10 at halftime.
Was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I thought they were in real trouble. And then, of course, you have the Walker play to start the second half, essentially. So I did not feel good at all going into halftime.
I didn't feel good, but it really dawned on me that they were going to lose the game, the first Trey Flowers penalty. Because I just thought that was such a huge play. They held them. They were going to punt. They were up two possessions. It was a two-score game. That's when I said, it's over.
All right, the Rams have lost three straight games. They're now 3-3. Jared Goff has a QB rating of just 80.8. with seven touchdowns and seven interceptions. Did the Rams make a mistake extending Goff's contract when they could have waited like the Buccaneers and Titans brilliantly have with Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota?
Yes, they did make a mistake. And it's like when we talked a few years ago about what the Lions should do with Stafford, I said wait it out a little bit. And the Winston Mariota examples are perfect. Jared Goff, I think since the Lions game, has not been a really good quarterback for the Rams, and I think they're going to be sorry they did this.
The trendsetter in all this, and he won't get credit for it, is Dan Snyder. for what he did with Kirk Cousins year after year after year. He never wanted to extend Cousins, and now he's looking smarter for that, although Cousins obviously is starting to play better the last couple weeks. But I agree with you. I would not have extended Jared Goff. I mean, Stafford's whatever. I won't get into Matthew Stafford right now. He's not elite, but I think it's a little bit unfair. But I do think it's these quarterbacks think they have teams over the barrel. And I think it's important the teams start realizing, no, we actually have a little bit of control in the situation.
All right. Speaking of the Rams, they made a huge splash last night trading for Jags corner Jalen Ramsey. LA gave up 2 first round picks and a 4th round pick without getting Ramsey to sign an extension. So a little risk here. Is this a smart move by the Rams? And if you were the Lions, would you have made the same trade?
I wouldn't have made the same trade for the Lions because I don't think they're Jalen Ramsey away from going to the Super Bowl. I really don't. And I like the thought of still giving Quinn and Patricia a chance to build up the depth on this roster with first-round draft picks. To me, it's an act of desperation by the Rams, a team that went to the Super Bowl last year, had a great defense last year, lost Ndamukong Suh in the offseason, traded Marcus Peters, and their main two guys, Gurley and Goff, are taking on water. I mean, all of a sudden, I think it's a panicky move by them.
I agree with you, and I wouldn't do it for the Lions for this reason. The secondary is maybe the strength of this football team right now, the way Coleman's played, still have Slay for another year. Diggs didn't play, obviously, Monday. But now, if it was a different position, like a Khalil Mack type of a player, yeah, I would have made that trade, but not for Jalen Ramsey. And I think Jalen Ramsey's great.
The only thing he would have done, if you make this as the Lions, is that he could have allowed the Lions to blitz more. Now, I don't know if that's something Patricia would want to do, but you basically have a lockdown secondary at that point where that you can start sending linebackers.
Or they could trade Slay for a first-round pick or something like that.
All of a sudden, Jalen Ramsey's pass interference calls would skyrocket for the Lions. You
exactly.
Know, come on. And they'd get screwed by the refs again. Did I say that? That's the Wide 9. 97-1 the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.